Tell me a little bit about your involvement with the commissioning of the USS Beloit.
That is a really exciting opportunity, and I'm really humbled to have been asked to represent my birthplace. It started with Senator Baldwin, who had, you know, a good relationship with Secretary of the Navy Spencer, former Secretary Spencer, and, you know, was instrumental in having, you know, the Navy consider Marinette and Beloit as namesakes of Navy ships. It's a new class of Navy ships called the Littoral Combat Ship, LCS for short. And they're designed to operate in shallower waters than most other ships in the current Navy inventory. I think the draft is about 14 feet, which is pretty narrow. It's pretty shallow. But they're also able to operate in the, you know, the ocean and seas. And so she asked me if I'd be interested in having my name forwarded to the Secretary for consideration as a sponsor of the ship. And I said, yes, of course. And so the secretary called me and asked me formally, and that was very interesting. He's a very nice person. I really thought he was awesome. But the sponsor of the ship is responsible, you know, to be the kind of like the mother of the ship or the father of the ship throughout the life of the ship. So you are, you know, I went to the keel laying ceremony a couple of weeks ago where my initials were inscribed on a plate, which was, it's affixed to the inside the ship and the keel. Of course, there's the launch ceremony, which most people are familiar with, when the ship is actually launched and begins its trials to make sure it's seaworthy. And the sponsor is also responsible for putting something on the ship that stays with the ship for the life of the ship until it's decommissioned. And then you also, you want to have a relationship with the initial crew of the ship, but you're encouraged to have a relationship with subsequent crews, maybe greet the ship when it comes back from a deployment. But you're just part of the ship and the life of the ship, and it's just a great honor, especially since I'm in the Army, but also because I'm from Beloit.